Jennifer, it's time to raise our voices.
Yeah.
Like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Yeah, Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio disturbing broadcast. That I'm squarely in front of the public all the time.
This test is worthless. All it, you know, it is absolutely a scam. And yet, the fear porn,
cases today
in Northern Virginia, you know, it's all, so what?
For expanding
what does that actually
influence.
Mean? The
Hello.
Test is worthless.
My name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one.
Yeah,
everybody has
COVID if they want to have
that
COVID,
we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Unequivocal
Truth.
Such
a scam.
DEFCON 1.
Such a scam.
Yeah.
I know. What a joke.
The madness grows in this sick society. Posers laud shallow youth for their empty fads. Phonies seek out vain celebrities for instruction. Slaves glorify globalist parasites for their stolen wealth and power. Politicians are puppets, not leaders. Sheep wear masks and accept deadly vaccines. In these dark times, the wise must lead us. So we call the Wisdom Circle. Each week, Scorpio and Giuseppe will call upon the sages, the learned, the pragmatic, to discuss the great problems and distill the great solutions. Here is the leader of the Wisdom Circle, Scorpio.
Okay, guys, hello. Welcome to the Wisdom Circle. Today's date is December 9, 2020. And man, things are getting crazy out there, aren't they? Wow, vaccine a go-go and COVID a go-go. That's all that's happening in the world. It's crazy. Giuseppe, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be expected in this absolute insanity, this satanic, insane gaslighting that is the so-called Corona second wave. It's just absurd, man, driving the transhuman mutating agenda of that deadly, unproven vaccine.
Yeah, yeah. And we already got some good comments going here. Robert Hansman, the lies are deeper than the Grand Canyon. That's great.
That's
so
exactly
true.
Right.
So true.
Yeah. Well, we got a guy who's fighting the good fight today.
Yeah.
As a special guest.
Yeah, man. We got a guy that's a true badass, both on radio and in real life. The guy that runs the rumble in the jungle late at night on Revolution Radio. And what's it called? The High Council, the other one?
Oh, yeah. They took over for tones now, and so mechanics running. Yeah, the High Council. That is the premier late night roundtable, without a doubt. That is excellent. Yeah. I've been on it once or twice. It's really good, really good.
Yeah, I got to get on there. I passed my bedtime, though, man.
Hey, Grandpa, stay up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, let's, without further ado, let's bring on the one, the only, the mechanic.
So now, mechanic never opted to tell me, is he coming in through StreamYard or just Skype?
Yeah, I think he'd be coming on video, too, man. He's a YouTube guy. He's a video guy.
I don't know. I guess we'll... we'll have to see. He has not telling me. So
a man of mystery.
He is a mysterious fella.
Come on, guy.
Let's see. I need to change this real quick. Well, in the meantime, we'll discuss. Yeah, I mean, you saw right before we went on, you were talking about you got the stink eye from a couple of weak-minded gringos down there in the exotic land of Ecuador.
Well, it was sad, Giuseppe, because here they had the mask on, they had the face shield, and there's a certain kind of face shield that has a big hat that goes over your head.
Well,
too.
It was sad, Giuseppe, because here they had, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Have you seen those? Yeah, he had that, and then they had the gloves on, and, you know, it's a husband and wife, you know, retired people,
yeah.
And they walk by me like I am a fucking leper. And they both gave me the stink eye because I wasn't wearing a mask.
There's nothing better than getting the stink eye. Yeah, I got the stink eye too. Actually, I didn't get a chance to tell you. I went out. I have I gotten to be friends with my neighbor across the street since we've lived here for 6 years. And here he is. All right, cool. There he is.
There he is.
Now do your intro.
The one, the only, the mechanic.
There he is.
The man who leads the rumble in the jungle late night at Revolution Radio. Hey, man, mechanic, how are you?
How you doing? How you doing, folks? Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, hey, are you going to do audio or not? I mean, video? Audio.
I am not. I'm not currently going to do video, no. I'm not set up.
Oh, we don't get to see your handsome face? Come on, man.
Not today.
Okay.
Not today, gentlemen. But I'll be back around eventually.
All right. Right on. Right on. So how are you, man?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I got this thing on my face. It's called a beard. And first thing in the morning, it looks more like a mask. And that would be completely hypocritical.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's for sure.
Yeah. So how are things in California? What's the latest on the front behind enemy lines?
Well, you know, good things are in play right now. The county administration office across this country, the county officials, public officials, they're all complicit in this for the most part. Even Republicans, doesn't matter what side of this they're on. I have a constituency that I have to look out for. You know, they've all put their feelings in front of the facts.
Oh, and, boy,
It's true, though. And people are driving around in their cars with the feelings in control, and it's going to lead them astray. They're going to be lost. And when this all thing comes to heel, because it will, this will come to heel. Listen up, folks. Don't get it twisted, all right? You got a bunch of leaders that were probably in their positions fraudulently, making calls at which they don't have to call, they don't have to live by, they don't have to assume the same captivity that we do. They live separate lives. They're above the law. They're above the mandates. They have a personality for on air. They have a personality for off air. This is what we're up against.
Yeah.
People don't want to see it. They don't want to take a. They don't want to take a step on their own. Step out the box. Get out of the bubble. They're happy and content with their comforts and living in cognitive dissonance.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly mechanic. Right. Yeah, you're spot on. And you know, I think the biggest impediment that we face are people who think that things are going to go back to normal very soon. As soon as we take the vaccine and just keep complying, things are going to go back to normal. I had two retired gringos tell me that and, you know, said I'm an anti-vaxxer and I'm a conspiracy theorist. But they don't see what's coming at them. And that's the problem I see more and more every day.
Well, the part of the issue here is that the years and years and years of just picking away at the human soul, the mind, the creativity, the logic, the reason, the simple explanations, down to the most obvious set of skill sets that everybody should have that, quite frankly, we don't. Not enough of us have that one skill set that we're talked about, we're talked to. It's not like you can go to school and learn it. The school you go to learn this particular skill set is something you learn in life. It's not necessarily a classroom, and I think it's the most valuable asset to one's skill set that they can have in this journey. That's called common sense. That's called intuition, you know, instinct. It's protected me. It's kept me afloat. It's kept me on my own two feet, and not enough people are willing to do that. They just want to buy into the mainstream talking points, and that sets up their life in fear.
Yeah.
Look, I'll run the whole show. I'll just keep talking.
No, Giuseppe, jump in, man.
Oh, you know, Mechanic, you're absolutely right. Excellent that you've joined the show. Got to have you on more frequently. The tragedy of this all is there's been a little literal slave entrainment, a dumbing down, where people actually believe that vaccines, which have never been effective, it's been a sham for 200 some years, where going all the way back to Edward Jenner and his apocryphal tale of, he scratched an 8-year-old boy with cowpox and then nothing happened. And then he scratched him with smallpox and he defeated smallpox with vaccine. The reality is that Edward Jenner was an obsessed, arrogant clown, and he continued to experiment with a smallpox vaccine on his son and stepson, killing them both at ages 20 and 21 respectively. There was never a vaccine, effective vaccine for smallpox. It's an episodic virus or disease, which means it pops up, it runs its course, and then it disappears. And they lie that, oh, we got rid of smallpox, but then they rename it monkeypox or Trumppox, whatever they come up with for the current name. And same with every other vaccine that we could go down the whole list. But the sad fact is it's become a religion, a cult, and it's pseudoscience. I mean, the simple fact that they claim, oh, the science is settled, we won't debate the fact that the statistics show that we're murdering newborns at an amazing clip now, and we're maiming young children for life and turning them into autistic zombies at a shocking clip. And the forensic science, which is real science, proves it. We won't debate that. The science is settled. Vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective. And you know what's coming now is this is absolutely a transhuman satanic attack on the world, because they didn't go to animal trials with these insane attempt to rewrite DNA and hardwire an immune response for the so-called novel coronavirus. They didn't go through animal trials because the animals always end up dying. So they skipped the animal trials under this lie that a common chest cold with a it's a nasty cold, I'll give you that, with a 99.997% survival rate for anyone below the age of 65, is causing a plague that's on the verge of ending the world, is just absolute effing insanity. And yet these idiots who are walking around in masks and hazard suits pretty soon and giving you the stink eye and virtual signaling, it's just absolute insanity. They don't understand what's coming their way. They're going to be sick forever. They're going to be dying when the coronavirus, which is ubiquitous in nature, it's omnipresent. It's already in every human. It's already in every mammal. It's in every reptile. It's in the damn dirt, for God's sake. So the idea that they've created this nanoterrorist, which is in everything and constantly mutates, and what's going to happen, just like that priest, Catholic priest, who nobly volunteered, and the two other people who died, they're dying because they got exposed to a mutated coronavirus and the body turns on itself. It's called a cytokine storm, where you have literally systemic wide inflammation, like your heart swells up, your lungs swell up, your kidneys swell, your liver clogs. It's a horrible way to die. And yet that's what they're doing. This is so evil, it's beyond belief, and yet we're witnessing it. Yeah,
Giuseppe. Well, I have one. Go ahead, Dave. You want to run it?
No, no. Go ahead and respond, man. You're the guest. You're the man of the hour. So go ahead, brother.
The man of the hour. Well, let's get to it. I mean, what are we looking at around town? As you're looking around and you're walking around and you're abandoning these orders. You're abandoning the sit at home, the curfew, the 50%, the 25%, the 6-foot rule, the mask. If you're an individual so based and so disgusted by the behavior of your government, the Constitution has a little message for you. The Constitution has a legitimate stance, a story, a position that you are obligated to. You are obligated to, as a citizen of this country, the United States, to question your government. You are obligated to call your public officials and address your grievances. These are things that have been built in to the Constitution.
Right.
And there's something else that's inside the Constitution. Your natural human right to prosper, to elevate your existence. We are being prohibited to do this systematically across the board. They are taking out the soul of man and woman. They're taking out this ability to relate to each other. So much so that when you walk around, nobody sees your smile. Nobody knows your current state. But some people have, well, quite frankly, taken a kind adaptation to the mask to where it allows them to hide in public. It allows them to hide in a grocery store. And they fit in with everybody else now because they're wearing the mask too. The role has been switched. Everybody wearing the mask and is most likely to get tested. Those not wearing the mask are most likely to not get tested. The third wave, the second wave come around. I said third wave. That's going to be COVID-21. The second wave comes around. Those same individuals who were wearing the mask and got tested are now testing positive. Because the individuals who don't wear the mask typically don't get tested. So they're not the ones responsible for positive cases. You fellas catching what I'm saying?
Sure. It's a circular kind of scam they have going. If you get tested, then you're positive, and then you need the vaccine. And I here's what I think. I think you're right about this COVID-21. What they're going to do is, after this first round of vaccines, I believe they're going to say, "Well, guys, this round worked, but the virus is mutating. It looks like you're going to need a new shot every year to keep everyone safe." What are your thoughts on that, mechanic? Or actually, Giuseppe too.
Yeah, go ahead, Giuseppe, and I'll come back. I got a little something I want to read you.
Okay. What's going to happen, Scorpio and Mechanic, is that they're not going to say it's mutated. They're going to say it's killing you, right? When the people who get the vaccine are dying, they're going to blame it on the mutation, is what I meant to say. So Mechanic's right. Exactly right. COVID-21, oh my God, it's gotten so horrible. And people are sick. So they're literally poisoning and murdering innocent, weak-minded citizens of the world. And then they're going to point and say, oh my God, look at what the nanoterrorists did. It is so satanically evil. It's just unbelievable that this is going on.
Yeah, and the point I guess I'm trying to drive home is I believe if they get away with this getting everyone vaccinated one time, they're going to do it again. You know, it'll be perpetual.
Oh,
it'll be
without a doubt. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, here's the how you want to say, the road trip map. When the coronavirus vaccines hit, right, they hit the market, they come in, they're all over the country, all vaccine deaths will be blamed on the virus. All vaccine side effects will be blamed on the virus. All vaccine failures will be used to demand more doses.
Right.
The game is rigged.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen. And so many people think, well, we just get this one vaccine, and then things are going to go back to normal. And, you know, I had these two old retired gringos tell me that just the other day, and it was, I don't even know what to say to him. And here's the thing, man. I was monitoring the enemy war footage known as the mainstream media, watching the so-called news, and they're already unveiling. They interviewed this Jewish fella that owns one of the big sports teams, oddly enough. And they did the interview inside the empty stadium. And he was saying that, they're going to have to require proof of vaccination to get into the games, and it's going to be put onto your cell phone. And this will, of course, be expanded to more and more public events. And this is already how it is in China. You have to have proof of a negative test and very soon a vaccine to go into any public building in China through your cell phone. So that's what's coming next, guys. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's the interim step. Via the cell phone or the Operation Warp Speed is going to save us all. They're going to issue a card, a vaccine proof card to anyone who's taken the vaccine. I read that. And that's just getting you used to the fact that what's coming next is the Quantum Gates tattoo based on Luciferase, which literally is a chimeric human hybrid. It's using some kind of like a jellyfish phosphorus glow that will rewrite your DNA again, and this time to allow, when it's exposed to a certain type of UV light or some type of light, it will cause your hand to glow like the mark of the beast. It's so insane.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be a gradual, you know, moving people gradually over to this new system. What are your thoughts, Mechanic?
Well, thought number one, I'm not the one. For everybody else, I can't speak. Most will choose to become sheep. Most will choose to walk in that circle of acceptance. And that's going to be the biggest bartering chip. It ain't going to be the health. It ain't going to be the safety. It's going to be the conformity circle. It's going to be this group of individuals in town that are playing ball with the government, that are, you know, wearing the mask to slow the spread, right? That's what it's going to be. A good majority of people are going to take it just out of the fact that everybody else is taking it.
And I believe that the masking is going to go on after this so-called vaccine is declared a success.
Well, Pfizer's already said. They've already come out and said, we are not 100% whether the vaccine can be transmitted or not, or vaccine, the virus can be transmitted or not, even after you take the vaccine. This is commentary from Pfizer.
Right.
Yeah.
I got it right here. I'll pull it up.
Well, while you're pulling up, that's exactly right. They're backtracking on everything. And in the last couple of days, they've finally released a massive list of debilitating side effects, including infertility. It's just, oh my God.
Yeah. Gee, yeah. Isn't that interesting? Like, here's a side effect that they wanted all along. And, you know, Giuseppe, earlier you were talking about how they didn't do the test. They didn't test animals. They haven't really tested this. Here's another theory. And just, I want to run this by you and see what you both think. What if this vaccine has been ready for years? And this is all just a show. And we're dealing with a level of technology in this vaccine that we maybe can't even comprehend because it's somewhat secretive. What do you think about that possibility?
I think you're absolutely right that they have been working on this for years, and that they haven't made it publicly known and hid the trials that continue to kill these animals and now will kill a lot of humans. And so, yeah, it's absolutely right. And I think that I really think that this first round of vaccines is going to be very attenuated, very weakened. And so they get halfway decent results. And if people have a reaction, it's more like a horrible hangover or a really lingering cold of some kind. I think that they're going to say, see, you know, this coronavirus is here. You need a second dose. In fact, they even have come out and said you're going to need two doses right out of the box. And I think then they amp it up next year, and then they start killing people because then they've got the narrative in place to, oh, my God, the novel coronavirus has mutated. It's so deadly now. And so they're turning all these shitheads into Typhoid Mary like super spreaders. So they're you know, the only hope for us who are awake is to be armed, keep your immune system really strong, and be ready with colloidal silver, nano silver, with oil of oregano, with all the natural antimicrobials that natural medicine knows about. I could list them all, and maybe later on I will. But that's the only hope, you know. It still is a cold virus, right? It's what the super spreaders are passing is not going to mutate our DNA. It's only hardwiring those people that take the shot. What they spread is just going to be a cold of some kind.
That's right. It's just going to fumigate everything.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm in backstage with my screen.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Add to stream. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. And, you know, that's interesting what you just said, Giuseppe. I think you're onto something, because they can't have this thing come out and it's just going to be totally deadly the first round, because that'll scare everybody off. And, you know, one thing Mike Gatti postulated some time ago is that he said if he was running this PSYOP, he would make the first round of it fairly innocuous. Like you just said, to get people acclimated to this whole new system that's being built up. And what we're witnessing, too, is a partnership between the military and the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Yeah, as a fact, I got a strike on my YouTube channel as a result of playing a conversation between two doctors yesterday. This was Monday night. And I played I had a video called They Live, We Sleep. It was a video I ran on Monday night. It's something I put together just part of the show. And I ended up getting a strike for it based on a conversation that took place between two doctors.
Oh, were you spreading medical misinformation there, mechanic?
That's right. That's right. I got a strike as a result of the truth. And these two doctors are having a conversation about the percentage levels of infertilization that will be included as a side effect to the vaccine. 40 to 60% fertilization. What do you call it? There's a technical word for it. It's like sterilized. They're going to sterilize the
vaccine. Yeah.
All right. They're sterilizing the men and the women. 40 to 60%. In the first shot alone. So you can imagine what's going to extend that sterilization in the second round. Yeah, folks, no bueno here. And they're using virtual signaling to do this whole thing. Take a look at this image I got here. This is a tweet by Dateline NBC. You can see the little check mark there. In a season of despair, there's no reason to hope, right? There's no reason to hope. This is their words. Vaccines are coming. Look at what some are calling the pharmaceutical industry's finest hour tonight at 10, 9 central. Right. Think about that. This is going to be the vaccine's finest hour. This is going to be their finest moment.
Yeah.
The iteration of your DNA, taking out the soul of man. This is their finest moment.
That's exactly right.
Well, it depends on your perspective, I guess, doesn't it? And, you know, this whole thing really is looking like a movie script to me in so many ways, because isn't it convenient that we have the cases are just out of control in the United States? It's just more and more cases every day. And just in time, here comes the vaccine. And just to add to the idea that this is a scripted play we're watching, did you guys hear the name of the first man vaccinated with this coronavirus vaccine in England?
No. What was the name?
William Shakespeare.
How ridiculous.
You can't make this shit up.
Yeah. Get ready. More mockery's coming. This is literally, it's right up there with the toilet paper shortage and the leak in Uranus.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm not lying. You guys think I'm making this up. Listen, there's a story out there right now. This happened at the very beginning, back in March. We had a toilet paper leak, and at the same time, there are articles in every newspaper. We had a toilet paper shortage, right? TP shortage.
Right.
A leak in the planet Uranus. It had a massive gas explosion.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right? Come on.
They just like to mock the people who get it. They just, it's their way of saying, we know, you know what we're doing, but there's nothing you can do about it. Goyim cattle. Yeah, it's funny.
Well, and have you guys caught these new, they're opening up a whole bunch of these new field hospitals using the army, essentially the National Guard. And, have you seen these? There's like hundreds of beds. They're all empty, but it's because the hospitals have too many COVID patients.
Yeah. It's a nasty thing when you, combine 10 months of intense anxiety and fear. What happens is you have, you're overworking the adrenal gland and you get pumping cortisol, which is the actual hormone that's released in the whole fight or flight thing. And when you're constantly edgy and terrified and fearful, you create what's called a cortisol loop. And instead, normally in the endocrine system, you release the cortisol and then you go back to the normal endocrine flow, which is then it goes to the pituitary, then it goes to the thyroid, and everything kind of levels out in functionality. But when you're stuck in that loop of anxiety, eventually you can't break out of it, and then you wear down your adrenal function, which wears down your kidneys, which then affects the kidney in oriental medicine, but in all medicine, the kidneys and the lungs completely work together. And so then you're starting to weaken your lungs, and then you weaken your overall immune function. And that's why all these people now are having nasty versions of a corona or a flu virus, because they knew full well that they were making people immune weakened so they'd get sick for this phony second wave.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's everybody wearing the mask that's going to be participating in the second wave.
Without a doubt.
It's going to be that lifestyle of wearing the mask that makes them a candidate, right, for the second wave. That's how it's going to go down.
The masking lifestyle. Are you guys hearing an echo on Mechanic?
Do you have earphones? You know, mine's, I'm muted, but I don't have any other thing playing, so it should be in front of me, actually. I have no other broadcast going on.
Do you have earphones or headphones you can put on?
Nope. I don't wear headphones, Chief.
It wasn't before. Let's see.
I don't think it's me. I think it's coming from some. So there's like a broadcast being played in the background.
I just muted the shared screen.
Go. Yeah, so we should be all right.
I guess I'm not sure if that's going to affect how the people who are listening to us on Rev Radio Skype, maybe if they can. Well, actually, I could check myself on my cell phone real quick. But yeah, I can just mute that.
We're fine, Dave. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound good now.
Yeah, there's no echo. Okay. Yeah, I think that it's a matter of that shared screen. It was left open and I wasn't using it, and there it was.
Oh, okay, right on. Well, Mechanic, let me ask you something. What do you think this vaccine, like, what do you think the end game is of where we're going with this vaccine and masking agenda? Like, if you play out the game, you know, in your mind, where do you think this ends up over the next, you know, year or two? And for Giuseppe, too.
I think what's going to happen is there will be victories in court. We already have frontline doctors. We already have the American Physicians and Surgeons Association combining forces with the frontline doctors, suing the FDA over the restricted use of hydroxychloroquine. It tells you that you have a grip of doctors, not only in this country, but worldwide. There are several projects now being put together that are going to infiltrate these governments and sue and educate the public on them. And I think this will come out into the public. I think a lot of people are going to be embarrassed. I think a lot of people – I just saw another video. Unbelievable. I saw another video of a guy trying to tell people to wear a mask in public. Listen, folks, don't walk around telling people you don't know to wear a mask. It's not a good idea. All right? You got this cat walking around yesterday telling a couple of other men, full-grown men, to put a diaper on their face. He got his ass handed to him. He got knocked out, beat up, and put on the ground.
Nice.
Listen.
Yeah.
McDonald's, folks, you don't walk up to a complete stranger that you don't know what he's capable of. You don't know what the mindset they're in. You don't know how fed up they are with the general public and the sheep-like attitude that they show around town right now. And he's fed up with it. Mm. And then you come along and you want to try to put a mask on him. Bad news.
Yeah, well, you know, mechanic, that actually happened to me about a week ago. And I told the guy, well, I'd like to see you try to make me put one on.
Hey, it's my first question. Are you going to be the one that puts it on me?
I said, I'd like to see you try and do it, man. And he turned around and walked away. And I'm like, I didn't think so. That's how that went down.
Yeah. These people are choosing the wrong side of this. And they're going to go around. They're going to become doctors now. They're going to try to enforce mask mandates on Joe Citizen. It's not going to get in well. It's not going to end well at all.
No, it's not. Well, so you're somewhat optimistic about this turning around. Is that what you're saying?
I do. I think it's going to come back around. I really do. I think a lot of these things are going to be exposed. I think that people will eventually catch on to the fact that the FDA is corrupt as.
Yep.
The FDA is not a consumer advocate association for you and your pharmaceutical drugs. Get this through your head right now, folks. If you senior citizens listening to this message, oh, this guy mechanic, he's just so abrasive. He's like a piece of paper of sand, you know? I'm not attacking this guy. Yeah, here's the deal. All right? Your victimhood is about to embarrass the living daylights out of you and everybody you know. You're the kindling in a much bigger bonfire. Two things are going to hit the United States. One, this COVID's going to be exposed for what it is, total garbage. And two, Donald J. Trump, come around and find out. Those are his words, not mine. F around and find out. Donald J. Trump. All right. He is your president right now. He'll be your president June 21st or January 21st. Yeah, this is garbage. This whole thing's going to be exposed for what it is. I'm doing my part in my town to gather the numbers and get the people involved. And I'm doing it legally and I'm winning. So if I can do it, and I'm a big dumb goof, you people have plenty of opportunity, plenty of chance to do this. So let's right the ship.
That was awesome. The video a week or two ago, Saturday, where you led a protest march, and that was so cool, man. I salute you for doing that.
There's another one coming. We're doing it every other Saturday until this thing is over. And we'll be there this Saturday. We'll be out in front of Jimmy's Barbecue. I have a signed declaration of permission to be there on private property. I'm right dab smack in the middle of town with my bullhorn, my freedom and liberty flags. I got a bunch of people surrounding me now. People are coming together from around the town on my Facebook. I have the recall, the Mono County Sheriff Facebook page set up now. So if you're in Mono County or any other region inside of Mono County, yeah, come on in, be a part of it. We're going to recall the sheriff. I'm looking for candidates as we speak. Literally tonight, I'll be driving around in town. I know there's a couple of late shifts with a few sergeants in town. I'm going to be recruiting. We need a constitutional sheriff that can take the town back.
Yeah, I'm so mildly optimistic. And what I saw a video yesterday in Staten Island, New York. There was a freedom fighting restaurant that refused to wear masks, refused to close, and the cops came and tried to shut it down. And all of a sudden, the neighborhood was flooded with like 3,000.
Staten Island,
yeah,
Staten Island. Max Public House, I believe it's called Staten Island. They're closed right now. They're putting together a game plan. They accused this guy of several felonies in an attempt to kill police. Run over a sheriff, attempted broke a leg. They accused him of breaking the couple of legs of a sheriff's deputy. And then the next day they let him out on his own recog, no bail.
I heard they rearrested him though.
I haven't heard anything about that. I have to look into it. He did a press conference and he's got a couple of attorneys. So if they have video, they have 80% of the video on the entire incident. And they're completely wrong. You got four guys out of uniform. Wearing masks, giving this guy orders, not announcing their police, so he punches the gas. People actually step in front of his car. It's reminiscent of what they did to minus the killing, but it's reminiscent of what they did to LaVoy Finicum, where they put him in a position around a curve. He came in, he got out. You know, they shot him in the hip. When you take a shot to the hip, your hand automatically is a reflex; it goes down to your hip. It makes it look from the Skywatch drone watching the whole thing take place that he went for a gun. And they lit him up with some 8 or 9 rounds. This is how police are setting these people up, these sheriffs. Sheriffs don't even make arrests. Sheriffs are rarely involved in criminal proceedings that take place in New York. The sheriffs are revenue generators in New York.
Well, I was watching a video from a guy there in Staten Island, and apparently what happened is that the local cops didn't want to get involved in this. That's why the sheriff was called in. And to make things even more insane, literally like 3 blocks away in a different part of Staten Island, the restaurants are open and there's no problem. This is all being done arbitrarily, and some people have postulated that since this was a redder part of Staten Island, that they're putting the thumbs down on these guys just as political punishment as well.
Oh, gentlemen, I got some inside information for you. Do you guys take a break at the 20? No. Okay.
Check this
out. In a roundabout way, I learned some information because I went and I filed a formal criminal complaint against a public official. The video that I published, it was a video of the police officer's body camera approaching the county health director after, quote, threatening to knock my teeth out. This individual continued on about the harassment, the slander. I'm trying to put this in a text where I'm not acknowledging too much of what I'm the processes that I'm going through right now. The more you push back, the more they will back down in individual towns, especially with numbers. Now, in a place like Staten Island, these people are hardcore. I'm telling you, we're going to see these pockets happen, these flare-ups happen all over the country, and all these victims out there that are selling, that are walking around telling people they're wearing the mask for you, right? It's all going to be a sham. It's all going to be exposed. It might take a while, and it's unbelievable that these music – you got to call the sheriff. I go from so many different points in my head right now. It's top of the morning. I don't have my notes. I'm my guest on a show. But it goes back to the same thing, fellas, and all your listeners. Don't be a victim. Exactly. It's that simple. Don't be a victim.
Don't be afraid. This is not the time to be afraid.
It's you're allowing the – yeah, well, I said it before, right? Fear is the currency of control. And these fears and these victims are being bought and sold as placement pawns all over the world to continue the false narrative, to continue this worldwide pandemic. That's exactly how it's going down. They're being used as pawns too. And they're turning the roles. You can see the roles, how Karen now is a good person. Because Karen is turning in the spreader.
Right.
Yeah. Karen's no longer a rat. Karen's a patriot.
You're trying to kill grandma.
That's right.
That's the narrative.
Right. Karen's no longer a rat. And it's in public and it's real as day. People are now getting violent over this. In Tahoe, the rumor is that there is a group of individuals walking around beating people up for not wearing masks. There's masked gang members basically walking around the town of Tahoe in California, beating people up for not wearing a mask. Well, I want to give a formal invitation to this Tahoe group of masqueraders that want to come into Mammoth Lakes. Look me up. They call me Good Citizen around town. You want to come beat somebody up? I'm right here. I'll meet you over at the police station. I got a couple other cats that wouldn't mind talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's excellent. Definitely. Yeah, you know what's so sad about this, what you're describing, is essentially a psychological operation, and it dates back a long time to create this cult-like religion about big pharma, that the pharmaceutical industry is the only way you'll be healthy. In reality, the pharmaceutical industry is a satanically driven industry that wants to make you sick and keep you sick. They don't ever strive for cures. They strive for tolerable existence with side effects, so you have to keep taking their prescriptions. And you go down the history since that lowlife Satanist John D. Rockefeller destroyed the natural health industry in the United States via a couple of Talmudic Satanists, the Flexnor brothers, who went around funded by Rockefeller and destroyed a lot of homeopathic colleges, natural training colleges that were the equal of allopathic medicine, and drove everything to the Rockefeller big pharmaceutical, which was nothing more than trying to repurpose waste products from the distillation of oil, of gasoline from oil and other byproducts. They tried to turn them into medicines. And so it's been going on for 110 years, all this insanity of all these drugs. You shouldn't be on a statin drug. You shouldn't be on a beta blocker. You shouldn't be on any of this crap that they prescribe. But they're all in the religion, the cult of the magic pill and the magic shot. And you have to trust the priests and the lab coats, and you have to trust the bishops and the cardinals like Anthony Fauci and this this psychopath, lunatic, narcissist, messianic complex, Bill Gates. They know better, and they're telling us. And it is mind-blowing to me. I mean, there's a word. It's called iatrogenic, and it means you're killed by Big Pharma. You're killed by the Western corporate medical complex, and it's the third leading cause of death. Because, you know, there's two things that Western corporate medicine is exceptionally good at. One is trauma care, emergency rooms, best in the world. If you're in a bad car wreck or you have a heart attack, you want to go to the emergency room, it'll save your life. But, and the other is surgery. There's amazing innovations in surgery, but most people can't afford the surgery. It's just so criminal. And the fact that, the sheeple, the mask-wearing sheeple, the cowards, the victims, as Mechanics said a few moments ago, that trust this cult. It's religious. It's absolutely a religious cult. And these weak-minded people who should be taking a look at everything they're told by any doctor with a jaundiced eye, like a used car salesman, because that's really what they are. They're so many of these flipping doctors are nothing more than told by the pharmaceutical sales reps, here's the latest thing you need to push, this is really good. And as Mechanics said a few moments ago, the FDA rubber stamps this shit, and the FDA doesn't enforce real tests. There's no true double blind placebos where they test these drugs and these vaccines with.
Well, they haven't even isolated it.
Right.
It hasn't been isolated. If you want to talk about the progress of the vaccine, you got to talk about isolating the virus.
Right.
I'm not even a doctor and I know this. You got to isolate the virus before you can come together with any type of vaccine. Period.
That's a good point. And that's why I don't think the vaccine's actually about the coronavirus.
It's not about it at all. The vaccine's been around a long time. Don't forget, people, Moderna is owned by the same company who owns the Wuhan BioLab, folks.
Right.
Don't get it twisted.
And you know, Giuseppe mentioned the FDA. Let's not forget that, you know, there's a revolving door between the FDA and the boards and high-level executive positions of these pharmaceutical companies. It's literally a revolving door and just, you know, a perfect example of conflict of interest. And Giuseppe, I just want to add one other thing to what you said about the Flexner Report and, you know, this allopathic medicine, this system of tyranny that's being brought over us. It's only been 100 years that this system has existed. That is not very long. And so people need to keep that in mind and remember this could change. It's going to change. We cannot allow a medical monopoly to take over the world.
Without a doubt. And who's behind the medical monopoly? There's a series of satanic criminal cabals, absolute evil. And the capo di tutti capi, in the mafia, the head guy, captain of the captains, is the Rothschild a globalist banking cartel, right? And the other captains are Big Agra, the Monsatan. Glyphosate is absolutely evil. And satanic, and so is Big Pharma, absolutely satanic. And you look at it, it boils down to two things in this reality. If you if you serve the divine, you learn to exist within nature and be part of nature. That is godly. If you are a worshiper of Satan and evil, which is the Talmudic chicken swinger Satanist dating back 6,000 years to Babylon and Samaria, it's a death cult, sacrifices children. That's why so many children go missing to this day. And talk about the real crime. There's upwards, based on FBI statistics, of 800,000 to a million children annually taken by these Satanists and you know, turned into sex slaves, tortured and horribly to get the adrenochrome for these satanic elites, harvesting organs. You can't even imagine how evil this is. And yet nobody will talk about that because it's so omnipresent at any type of level of power in this corrupt civilization upon which we live. And yet there people are losing their shit over a typical death quantity. This is no different than any other year. More and more people are looking at the actuary tables, looking at the CDC statistics, and this is no different. This is people who have comorbidity. I say it every time I'm on a show. Comorbidity means you're already dying from late stage diabetes, from cancer, from chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, COPD. You're dialing for dollars. You're dying of heart failure and everything else. And so you know what? When you're dying and you're at the end of your life, you don't want to get a cold. You don't want to get the flu because it might be 3 months that you're going to die, and instead you get a cold, it's 3 days, it'll kill you. And that's just sad, but it's not any big deal. You're not being killed by this phony nanoterrorist. You're being killed by lifestyle choices you made in the last 20 years or so. So it's just so insane. And people
– yeah, you want to hear some more insanity, Giuseppe?
Go for it.
Check this out. I'm going to do my best to not mention any names or relationships, but this is a real life situation that is developing in my county right now. Whereas public officials have now been caught showing favoritism. And let me show you how it goes. You have a public official that likes to order lunch, let's say, from a specific restaurant in town. Now everybody's in this town is limited to to-go orders and 25% of interior seating. But what's happening is that public officials know the schedule of the health inspector. They will call ahead. These public officials that are supposed to be inspecting, these public officials that are supposed to be full of ethics and moral fortitude, are calling ahead of time and warning the businesses that they like to eat at so that they don't get closed. They're calling these businesses and telling the owners, hey, the health department's on his way to your place. Put a mask on, clean it up real quick so you can stay open. I love eating your food. Whereas other businesses are not getting the calls and they're just allowing them to close. This type of inner city injustice is taking place right now. And I plan to expose it. I have the names. I have the times. I have the locations. And Monroe County, I think you severely took me for a victim, and I'm not. I'll be coming at you.
Way to go, mechanic. Way to go.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. That's an ethical issue, and it's illegal. It might actually be a felony. If you're a city official, you're a public official, and you're warning a business about a visit from the health department, that's illegal.
That's just another day at the office, man.
I'm just saying that's illegal, and these people are getting exposed. So I got all the time in the world, folks. You put me in a situation where I'm unemployed. You also put me in a situation where I got all the time in the world to address your ass.
Right, and see, part of the problem is I'm well familiar with how these county officials are in these rural areas in Northern California, man. And the problem is you have a culture of corruption. All the kids are doing it, so to speak. So they don't have – they think it's normal – The corrupted behavior is normalized, and they don't have any fear about repercussions, and they need to have fear.
Without a doubt, that's exactly
right. The fear, that's it. That's it. You're exactly right, and they can't get away with it. You know, you can't – if you're a public official out there and you're you're convinced that the disease is real and that everybody's dying and there's blood in the streets, and you're a fan of this narrative or a believer of this narrative, you're going to find yourself on the wrong end of history. It's just not going to be a good place to position yourself, your family, your friends. You owe it yourself to do more research and come to your own conclusions. These talking points you're walking around with right now, they're just going to leave you astray. They're going to lead you off a cliff. Honestly.
Yeah.
You know? So
absolutely. This is all about the re-engineering of human society from the top to the bottom. And this is the biggest operation that's ever been attempted in our lifetimes, right, or probably in modern history.
Yep, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. This is epic in scale, and this is all in, like those, last 10 years on late night ESPN, they have these crazy high stakes poker championships where the dude will like, I'm going all in. He pushes in like $1 million worth of chips and stuff. And that's what these satanic globalists are doing now. They're going all in right now. They literally believe they have 7.3 billion goyim cattle, and they want their cattle injected and inoculated with a new kind of nanotechnology that changes the breed stock. They want their cattle chipped and trackable, and they want their cattle penned in mega cities like Agenda 2030, and they are going all in.
That's right. They're all in. It's been a part of the program for some time to come. This is a UN sanctioned global installation of a one world government.
Yep, that's it. That's it.
And it really does dovetail completely together with this Agenda 2030. It's right. All one connected agenda, and that's what people need to understand.
It's written in stone, fellas. I literally, the first time I heard that statement when I was a kid, written in stone, to me, that statement meant that this is. Concrete sidewalk.
Okay, we're at the top of the hour, boys. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Okay, we're still on StreamYard.
It is the people's war.
We're unattached.
It is our
war. Rev Radio.
We are the fighters. Fight it.
Yeah, we're only on YouTube, right?
Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. You've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West?
There are lives in the balance. Okay.
People under fire. Children at the cannons.
There are... Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
We are at 4 hours of Wisdom Circle. I'm here with my main man, Giuseppe from the District of Criminals, and the mechanic, the man who runs the rumble in the jungle at night, late night on Revolution Radio. And we've been talking about masking this bogus agenda that we're all living under and some solutions to this stuff too, man.
Well, here's something I have planned out that I'm going to do this weekend, and it's kind of a different approach. I myself am going to have to adjust to it, but I think it's the only way I'm going to have an effective level of communication with the locals. I've been informed by several people around town and some law enforcement. No threatening matter. I haven't broken any laws, so there's nothing pending or anything like that, but even some people that are a little bit closer to me in town, people I've worked for, people that have worked for me, they have said that, you'll probably get a little bit more attention from the business owners if you were to go in with a mask, and you would probably get an ear. You would probably be able to get your message out. So this Saturday, I will be I'll be putting on a mask to walk. I'm just going to wear a handkerchief, you know, to walk into these small businesses in town, because the COE or the COG, it's a group where they consider emergency mandate penalties. That they're having meetings in town now on how they can further penalize small businesses that don't enforce the mask.
Oh yeah.
And you got a guy like me who's dead set against the mask living in town. He's known all over the place for not wearing it. He's literally one of maybe five or six in town who don't wear it. So he's easily identified going into a small business. I could easily be set up. And here's what I anticipate them trying to do. This is how twisted and cynical it gets. I believe that during one of these marches that I put on, they have the ability to put somebody in this march that is a part of the county or part of the health department, right? So they take pictures or photos of me walking into a business without a mask. Next thing you know, they walk in that business behind me. I'm already out. They walk in. Hey, we have a video of a guy in your business without a mask. We're going to have to fine you. Wow. And close you for a little bit. So the business closes and they tell the business, well, it was that guy over there not wearing a mask in your place. You could blame him for being closed.
Right. Well, you know, that I think that's a likely scenario, mechanic, and you should proceed with caution, definitely. But here's the thing, man. There's going to have to come a point where business owners have to realize that they intend to destroy your business.
That's right.
That is the goal here. People are going to have to at some point say, come get me. I'm opening my business. Screw you. And you're not going to destroy my life. You're not going to destroy my way of life. And you're not going to destroy my family. And that's what it's going to have to come down to, guys.
Yep, that's exactly right. It's literally that insidious. And sadly, we are the distinct underdogs, and we have to fight essentially a guerrilla war, which is what Mechanic is describing, and wake people up onesies and twosies. And you know,
can you guys hear me at all?
I hear you.
I guess I'm not being heard on Chatsy. I guess I'm not being heard on the radio station, which is weird.
Well, that can't be, because no. I just checked it. Let me check again on my.
Let me get a 5x5 from Chatsy, folks. You hearing these three calibered individuals over here?
No, I think they're referring to the fact that you're going to put on a mask. That they broke the mechanic, not that they.
Oh, they broke the mechanic. Ah, I got you. Yeah, negative, Ghost Rider.
It's all part of the plan, like the Joker said in that awesome Batman movie.
That's right. I just want to. I want to get heard. I want to get an ear in front of me. And I need to slow my roll. I need to really be just kind of bring down my tone and my aggressiveness and wear the mask and get in there and just try to educate them on my plans to recall the sheriff, my plans to get these mandates down, and that everybody needs to start marching with us on these Saturdays. Everybody. Yeah, everybody in town.
You know, I've got a buddy up in Idaho. I don't know if you guys saw the article. You know, the protests made the national news up there in Idaho. And this is a guy much like yourself, Mechanic. And, you know, next time we have you come on, I'll try to get Casey to come on. He's a buddy of mine. And
I've been talking to him in emails. That's funny. Right on, Scorpio.
He's a good guy, man. And he's the real deal. I've talked to him several times off air. He's very committed, and he's a very serious dude, and he's got connections in the state, and he's playing a role much like yourself. And they're making, you know, Idaho, they're really trying to cramp down on people. It's amazing. They're trying to make a mask mandate in the city there, and they're not letting people go to the public meetings. It's crazy. They're just rewriting all the laws, all the rules because of COVID.
That's right. That's right. As you guys know, you're well aware, after my episode at the Civic Center where I challenged the mask mandate head on in front of two police officers and two county officials who tried to get me trespassed and failed. As a result of this, I had a meeting with the chief. He called me in and said, you know, we want to work this out with you. We know that you're not going to stop. You're a constitutionalist and you're going to challenge every order at every level. Where are you going to be next? How can we keep you out of jail, keep the citizens safe, and allow you to have your First Amendment right to protest? Well, every time they threw a statute at me, I answered with another one. So eventually they ran out of things to do to stop me from coming in the building. It's a public building, and you don't have to wear a mask in a public building when there's no law. And you need to be confident in these decisions. But before that, you need to do research. So anyways, their answer to me, rather than speaking with me, coming to a middle ground, any of this, they locked the doors, gentlemen. They locked the doors and made the flu clinic by appointment only.
Yeah, that's what they did in Idaho, too.
All right. And that's right. And I saw what happened in Idaho. And furthermore, there's a law that a lot of people aren't familiar with because it's been around since, I believe, the late 1800s. It is a law that takes place whereas when a public official is threatening violence towards a public figure during a constitutionally protected activity, i.e. the First Amendment, and filming public officials, it's considered a felony. It falls under treason laws because you are prohibiting constitutionally protected activity in a public building and you represent the agency of said ownership of the building.
Right. Well, it all comes down to muscle in the end, doesn't it?
That's right. It comes down to, well, it comes down to fortitude, not really muscle, because I think at this point, I think my fortitude and my will out-sustain these individuals. I've already witnessed a few of these county officials crying on a Zoom meeting over my phone calls to them.
Crying?
Okay.
That's
crying.
Rich. That's
They're
rich.
Crying on a Zoom meeting because I'm out there not wearing a mask. I'm out there standing on the Constitution. And they're just so fed up with the Constitution. They talk about the Constitution in these meetings like it's the biggest deterrent, like it's the biggest unsatisfying limitation that they have in their life, and they got to find a way around it.
Well, what I meant, mechanic, about muscle is it comes down to muscle because it really depends if the cops are going to be willing to crack people's heads.
That's right. That's right. If they want to use the cops as the muscle, I see what you're saying. Yes,
yeah.
sir.
Yeah.
And they failed. There's another thing they didn't realize. I'll share this with your audience as well. 3 years ago this month, on the 17th of December, I made a speech to a holiday dinner table. All right. Let me dress up the setting for you fellas. You got Christmas dinner reserved by the Mammoth Lakes Police Department. They're all sitting around a table, right? 20 or so of them. And at this moment, they don't know I work there. All right. They don't know I'm a mechanic. They don't know I'm running the building. So I come in and I get everybody out of the room. I clear the waiter. I clear the bartender, the busser. Everybody's out. Hey, Sergeant, you mind I get a word with everybody? He's shocked. Where'd you come from? Because now, remember, I've only been filming this guy. I'm new to town. I've only been filming these guys 3 or 4 months at this point. Okay, they're just now getting to know me. So I show up at Christmas dinner with a message to the entire police department. I have them all sitting around a table, and they got to listen to me. They really got no choice. So I get a nice couple of words out of support, because during my time of filming with these guys, they understood. I educated each and every one of them, including the sergeants, including the chief, on what my plight was, what I was up to, what I was doing, what I was engaged in. And they began to treat me as almost one of their own. I would be at a traffic stop, and they would be going to do like a guy had a Fourth Amendment waiver because he was subject to search over a previous violation. That's what happens when you get on probation or parole. You become a Fourth Amendment waiver where the police automatically have a right to search your vehicle. And I'm approaching the scene. I got my, I'm not even filming anymore at this point. I'm just kind of hanging out at the scene. And the scene's over, and I come up, and I'm talking to the sergeant, one of the training officers. And he's like, yeah, listen, Seth, I just want you to know the only reason I was searching that car is the guy had a Fourth Amendment waiver, and policy says anytime there's a waiver that we have to search it because there might be drugs or weapons. And I told the guy he has a right to not consent. These guys are, they're coming back at me, letting me know that they're doing the right thing. And it's amazing. I've been at a couple of DUI stops where they were going to give a guy a breathalyzer test. I'm parked about 25 feet away. I yell out the window, you need to tell him he doesn't have to do that. I haven't seen anybody educate the guy. I need an officer to educate this guy on his rights right now. He does not have to take the breathalyzer. And a sergeant, everybody stops. Sergeant reaches in his pocket, takes out the card, walks it over to the training officer, gives it to him. And you can hear now the training officer educating the suspect in the DUI about his rights and not having to take the breathalyzer. All right. This is the relationship I have with this department. And it's the relationship that the county did not anticipate. The city did not anticipate. So don't get it twisted. When I was in the Civic Center, I knew damn well I wasn't going to jail. I wasn't taking a big risk. I wasn't a hero. I already knew that this department stands on the Constitution. I already knew that I wasn't going to get arrested or even escorted out of the building. I know how these guys act. I know where they stand, and I know how they're going to behave. Let's go back to the dinner. At the end of the dinner, I said to these individuals, there will be a time that comes in this town when we will need each other. Ladies and gentlemen, it's here.
Right.
I even had a cop tell me that time is here. That time is now. And we're helping each other. And that's how you beat this. That's how you beat their anticipated muscle. Scorpio, they were going to try to use the police as muscle to enforce the mandate on one of their citizens. And the muscle turned around.
That's great.
That's great.
This is how you do it, gentlemen. It took a long way to get to this story, but I think it's important that your listeners and your audience understand this is how you fight. This is how you fight this from the inside out. You find the hearts of constitutionalists. You find the hearts and minds of people who stand on the Constitution, and you have success. Go ahead.
That's excellent, Giuseppe. That's really excellent. That's exactly how you have to do it. And I would only add that somehow you have to simultaneously figure out a way to try and get people to realize that this satanic religious cult of big pharma and vaccines and the white-coated priest is not who you should be trusting. You have to take control of your own health. And if they can wake up to that, plus what you're describing, then we can turn this whole thing around.
That's right. You guys mind if I address something in the chat room?
No,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, Chassie, I just want to address this right here. You don't have to take the breathalyzer if you don't mind losing your license automatically for 1 to 2 years. Okay, so let me give you an example of this, right? I've been pulled over before, and I refused to answer any questions. I refused to do a field sobriety test, and they wanted to do a breathalyzer on me, and I refused that as well. And the threat is that they will suspend your license for 1 to 2 years if you refuse the breathalyzer. There's a condition to this. They can't suspend your license for 1 to 2 years if you come back over the limit on the breathalyzer. I had not been drinking at all. I don't drink. Let's be clear about that. And when I do, it's very selective times. But this idea that they were going to get me on anything, I already knew the consequences for testing or for having a positive breathalyzer test, you know, over 0.08. So the cop is just blown away that I refused to submit to this. They took me downtown and they were going to do a blood test. And the sergeant makes his way over, and I think a lieutenant came in, and he's asked me the same kind of questions. He's getting the same answers, but he has a different reply. He's trying to tell us. He's looking at us guys. He's going, this guy's not drinking. How are you guys coming to this conclusion at all? All right. They had the paperwork already written up. They had the charges, the cuffs. Jeez. I mean, I was in jail for the weekend because I denied all of these things they wanted me to do, which were in my right. What happened here was contempt of cop. All right. These individuals were bent because I challenged their authority. I didn't have a relationship with these guys. So they're just looking at me, telling them, no, 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 I'm a no guy. They get trained on no guys like me. They think they're just going to get them into jail and find they're going to consent to a blood test over the threat of their loss of license. But I was stone cold sober. And they had everything was repealed. Everything got dropped. Everything got thrown out of court. It was a complete sham. But I had to move, and I didn't follow up on any kind of rebuttal or recharges or civil matters in that case. But Now I'm forced. My hand is being forced right now, gentlemen. I have no choice. My hand's being forced in the situation I'm in right now. They are disrespecting me as an individual. They're creating false calls. They've accused me of harassment. They're calling the DA. Again, this is about being prepared. They don't know what they're up against before they even called the DA. In fact, before I called my public officials, I called the DA to let them know I was going to call my public officials. All right. This is how you cut people off at the pass. All right. So at one time they get the call from me and they're intimidated because the Patriot has told them that there's going to be a line in the sand and the people will respond. They find this creepy. They find this harassing. They find this to be threatening. That's all right. I've already been on the phone with the DA and he knows exactly where I stand and where I'm headed with it. So go ahead and call him with your fears. And you can call the chief as well because he knows where I stand. You see the trend here, gentlemen?
I see
the people in the chat room? The trend here is to target all sides, create allies, become an asset to the police department, become an asset to the people in your town when it comes to the Constitution, and become a pain in the ass to the county. Go ahead.
Well, there you go. That's exactly right. I mean, you do have to become literally the stone in the shoe, the burr in the saddle, and irritation, agitation can snap people out of their mind control hypnosis, that's for sure. The problem is a lot of people, before they get snapped out of it, they can get violent or do some very stupid thing because they're low impulse control. But, I mean, it's the only way. We cannot allow these Satanists to take over the world, and that's literally what they're seeking to do.
Well, and I think another good piece of advice, too, is anytime you're dealing with the police, you should be filming the interaction because that will change their stance immediately because they don't want to lose their job.
That's exactly right.
It's not being filmed. Yeah.
It's a fact, exactly what it is. And again, we need to establish the separation of authority. What is that? Well, your police, your municipality force is far, far different from your sheriff. In most cases, there are some cases like San Mateo County, New York, and San Francisco, whereas the municipal power is the higher authority over the sheriff. That's just how they arrange their county. It's the most bizarre thing. It's completely in opposition of the Constitution. However, in your typical county, your sheriff is the highest law in the land elected by the people. The police department is merely a hired entity known as a municipal policing force. They are often incorporated on their own and hired by your city, and they can be fired by your city. So what happened as a result of my visit to the clinic in the Civic Center without wearing a mask and the police refusing to charge me with anything, the police refusing to remove me, it caused a shitstorm of Zoom meetings between county officials, town officials, and the chief of police. The chief of police was explaining to them my constitutionality and their inability to remove me from public property while I'm participating in constitutionally protected activities. There is literally a civil war now in my county over my constitutional rights.
Wow.
Well, and that's going to expand, I believe, because as this COVID agenda furthers, the cops are going to be asked to become enforcers for these new rules, and people's lives are going to be put on the line. They're going to have to make a decision which side they're going to go on.
They're going to fire this police department. The mayor told me himself. I got it on recording. I've been recording all these official calls, and the mayor told me himself that it were up to him. He would fire the chief for not having me arrested.
Wow!
Wow! Jeez! What a petty tyrant. You know,
a $700 a month piece of shit mayor in my town is going to try to throw his weight around, but he can't leave the house because he's got comorbidities, and I'm a threat. People like me endanger him. All right? I got heart conditions. I got this. I got that. I'm sorry, pal. I didn't create your existing conditions. I didn't put you in your physical state of being.
Is he 100 pounds overweight?
Probably 150.
You need to run against him, mechanic. You need to be mayor, mechanic.
Yeah, you know what? For $700 a month, I'm not sitting in two hours of meetings every day.
Well, that's with these true. Guys. That's
no,
that's
sorry. Good. I'll pass.
Yeah.
No, I want a bigger level of authority. Listen, here's my goal. I'm recruiting a sheriff. I've already started a Recall Mono County Sheriff's page on Facebook. You have to be a member of the county to join the page, folks. Sorry. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. I'm trying to build a petition to set the recall. I've gone down the legal process of this, and I'm in the right track. This is something where you know, I only need 65 signatures to start a legal petition. So that started. You know, the idea here is to keep the police in this town because they refuse to enforce the mandates. So these police are on the right side of things. I'm going to run for a position inside the county board of supervisors.
Excellent.
That's in 2 years. All right. In the meantime, if I have success in recalling the sheriff, I've agreed to work for this next candidate. I will become a member of the sheriff's department here in Mono County if they get a new sheriff in. So that's something I've agreed to do as a part of this individual's agreement to come into town, move his family from one county to another, and run for sheriff. I'm deep, folks. I'm in this real deep, and I love it. I don't like the imperilment that the people are going through. I don't like any of this that's going on, but I would tell you there's a silver lining here, and that is that the muscle that the county anticipated having for enforcement is backing up public enemy number one.
And who's that?
Yours truly, bro.
Nice.
Yours truly.
Yeah.
I am public enemy number one right now. I'm the topic of Zoom meetings between the county and the city. Multiple. They had a COG, which is a cognitive the EOC, which is a meeting where they are deciding on how to assess penalties for citizens who will not wear the mask, who will not follow the mandates, who are out after the curfews, who will not stay home. They're trying to figure out how they can cite individuals like me. And so far, the police are unwilling to.
So that's excellent. Yeah, it's really petty tyrants. I mean, they're just a bunch of cowards who want to be part of what they think is the winning team. And they're wrong. They're on the wrong side of history at the local level and at the global level.
Well, when is it going to dawn on people that this is not a short-term situation? This is intended to go on for years and end in the destruction of all small businesses and the transformation of everyone's town and their interaction with their fellow human beings. That's what people need to catch on to, and they need to catch on to it quick.
And I think people will, and it won't be out of choice, unfortunately. I think what's going to happen is people are going to be left with no choice but to march. They're 30 days from losing their house. Their bank account is in the negative. They're maxed out their credit cards. Mortgage for the business is done. They owe 4 paychecks to employees they can no longer keep on the staff. Things are rapidly falling apart around them. This will be the line in the sand. It will be organically created just by a synthetic agenda, if you can put those two together. And this organic side of it, the people that truly feel at a loss, they're confused completely. They don't know whether to be more in fear of the virus than losing their business. What do you fear most?
That's a good question. And that's which one is real? That's another good question.
There you go. That's a good way to put it.
What's the real reality here, right? The losing of your business, that's real. The virus, yeah, a lot of questions.
A lot of questions. And
a lot of questions.
I mean, how many sick people are there that have died of COVID in your area?
Three people. And that we're in purple tier right now. Three people have died in my county since March. And we are in purple tier, complete lockdown, stay at home orders, blah, 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 blah. Trust me, this show ends. My flags go on. I'm out there. I'm out. I'm done. I'm out there walking around. Hey, Navin. Hey, Gavin Newsom. Come get some, Chief.
That's what it's going to come down to. Exactly.
Well, Mechanic, I want to thank you for being on the show. if you'd like to stay up, she disappeared. She was there and then she was gone. We're going to have Dr. Colleen Huber, who has just written another paper about masks, false safety, and real dangers, and published it. She's in Arizona, a champion of the ridiculousness of masks. And here we go. Let's bring her on. Dr. Huber, welcome. How are you today? She's working. Can you hear me?
Hello, Dr. Huber. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, she hasn't put her earbuds in yet. There we go.
Thanks for coming on the show, Dr. Huber.
Hello. Thank you for having me. How is the audio?
Wonderful. It's great.
Very good.
Coming in clear.
That's good.
So tell us, you just in the last day or so, you released your new paper. Tell us what it's about and how you came to your conclusions.
Yeah, so this is the fourth paper in a ongoing studies that we've done regarding mask hazards. But this time we wanted to focus specifically on why there are populations. Well, first we needed to establish that masked populations tend to have more COVID later on. And we did this a number of ways. Yeah, they actually have more COVID. And the Council of Foreign Relations back in July of 2020, they did a survey of 25 countries, and they found that they asked the citizens of those countries a question. Did you always wear a mask outside of the home in the last 7 days? That was back in July. And Singapore, 93% said yes. In Finland and Denmark, only 1% said yes. So the other countries fell in between. All those 25 countries varied on that scale. And so then we looked at those countries, our research team looked at those countries 3 months later. And it turns out that the countries that had the least mask use ended up 3 months later having the least COVID. Okay, so wow. Yeah, that was one such study. And then we also looked at Ian Miller, who publishes his research on Rational Ground. And Ian Miller had looked at a lot of countries and U.S. states. And it turns out that everywhere he looked, where a mask mandate happened, it was within about 12 weeks that cases started rising very sharply. It was not the case that the mask mandate reduced cases in any one of the places that he looked at. And he was looking all over it where mask mandates were instituted, everywhere from Argentina to Hungary, Czech Republic. Czech Republic was the only one where a mask mandate was instituted and immediately cases started rising. In all the other places he looked, no difference was made. There were two exceptions, New York City and Mississippi. In both those cases, in both those areas, cases had started to sharply decline. Then a mask mandate was instituted and cases continued to decline. In other words, there was no place in which it was evident that a mask mandate started a decline of cases, but very many places where a mask mandate led to a rise in cases. And then finally, there was the Danmask study, you know, the Danish mask study, in which they found that it really didn't make any difference. They looked at about 6,000 people, well, about a little less than 5,000 completed their study. And for 1 month, you know, some of them were masked outside the home, some of them were unmasked. And it turned out about the same. About 2% of the people tested positive for COVID in each group at the end, and about 0.5% tested positive for other viruses. So we've always known up until March 2020, all medical research was unanimous that masks have never served the purpose against viral infections or transmission of viral infections. We've always known that. But 2020 is different. Toss out the old science because the new religion is the new science that Fauci dictates.
That's exactly it.
No, go ahead, Giuseppe.
Oh, I was just going to say that's exactly it. It's like a cult. It's like a religious cult, and it's been promulgated literally since about the early 20th century with the Rockefeller takeover of corporate pharmaceuticals and the creation of allopathic medicine based on the magic pill and later the magic shot. It's just insane. It's a religion for these people. They don't realize that the individual is responsible for their health, not some priest in a white lab coat or in a nurse's uniform. I mean, it's just insane.
Exactly right. So really, when we look at it, and specifically when we look at lockdowns, we know lockdowns are failing. They have failed in the United States. They've failed around the world. Masks are clearly failing at the advertised purpose. And in our paper, we started to talk about some of the physics mechanisms and the chemistry mechanisms of why masks are failing.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions. Have you come across any research of like correlation between mask wearing and a rise in bacterial pneumonia?
Yes, actually, that was the second paper in our series. We did look at that. And it turns out that I found a paper that had been kind of ignored up until that point. In 2008, Dr. Anthony Fauci's research team looked at specimens from cadavers of the so-called Spanish flu, the 1918-1919 pandemic. His research team found, and they were emphatic about this, that all of the specimens they looked at, every single one had died of bacterial pneumonia. That's what they determined. And they even wrote viral pneumonia was really not a major factor. But you have to consider historically, when was the last time that Americans experimented with mask wearing? That was the last time. Americans had abandoned masks after that. I think they had clearly shown that they weren't working. And so many medical professionals of the time, in that earliest 20th century time, had spoken out against masks and made it clear that masks were being seen on the sicker and sicker people to the point where it was obvious to everybody and they abandoned the masks.
Well, that is exactly, in my opinion, I'd be curious for your reply once I state what I will state, that the reality of this so-called second wave is actually three devious situations. Number one, the fact that for 10 months now, the psychological gaslighting has put people in a cortisol loop of constant anxiety and fear. So you're wearing down the adrenals and the kidneys, and you're more susceptible to disease. And the second major thing is masks make you sick. You're breathing in as your papers and as you just presented. And the third, as when I'm trained in Oriental medicine, 6,000 years old, textbooks as thick as New York phone books in the 1980s about how seasonal change, the weather, affects health. And yet the arrogant materialists in allopathic corporate medicine poo-poo the effect of weather on the human body, and they poo-poo all these things. But in reality, in my opinion, those three factors are the only causes for this second wave. There is no COVID-19 second wave.
I totally agree. I mean, it's acknowledged far and wide that SARS-CoV-2 is a coronavirus. And all the knowledge about coronaviruses up till now is that they've been with humanity a very long time. I don't know how long, but as long as we know of. And that it is seasonal. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, we've had typical seasonal pattern. I mean, the CDC still lists the huge spike of deaths that were attributed to COVID back in April. Now we're talking how many months ago? Like 7 or 8 months ago? It was mid-April. So it's getting pretty outrageous at this point when it's kind of diminished since then. And also, cases, interestingly, and especially it's becoming more clear in the last week or so that cases are becoming uncoupled from hospitalizations. I mean, hospitalizations just are not rising, except for what is called by the statisticians looking at this hoteling, where a patient is well, but they're not discharged yet. Oh, so we still have that bed full. Oh, so the capacity is still up to a certain level.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, but hospital admissions are down with COVID cases rising, they've become completely growing apart from each other. And doctors and nurses will very often, you get them alone and they'll say, yeah, I haven't seen the hospital this empty. Bill Mitchell wrote the other day about how he had to go to the hospital for some procedure or other. And it was just out, totally empty from waiting room to everywhere else he went. And that's typical. you know, Twitter took down, and probably Facebook earlier took down, hashtag film your hospital.
Really?
Okay, but
right.
Footage from all over the United States and in other parts of the world that I'd seen, empty waiting rooms, just totally empty emergency rooms. You drive past hospitals and the parking lots are not overflowing like they would have been in previous years. You know, I remember.
In some of these so-called hotspots like Wisconsin, where I was born and raised, a lot of these people are seriously overweight. They have serious comorbidities. They're getting, because of the mask, they might have some type of bronchitis or modest grade pneumonia. But because they're so freaked out and terrified and thinking they're going to die from the Rona, they go to the hospital when in reality you could get some prescriptions, especially if it's bacterial pneumonia, some type of antibiotic, and stay at home. You don't have to be in a hospital. But that's not the case. I mean, it's such a truly evil psychological operation going on now to drive humanity into accepting this isn't really even a vaccination. This is genetic modification injection, because it's trying to hardwire your DNA with a technology they absolutely don't understand and how it functions in the real world, not in their controlled laboratory experiments, but in the real biosphere that is nature. And that's why they skipped the animal trials, because every time they try to do this with proper animal trials, they kill all the animals. And now they're going to kill all the sheeple. It's just really tragic.
It really is. And you remember in previous years where every flu season, Dr. Fauci would be trotted out in front of the TV cameras and say, come on, guys, it's going to be a really bad flu season. You better get your flu shot. And Americans were like, oh, okay. Yeah, right. Hey, you know, I've seen the flu before. Nah, and I didn't feel good when I got it before, so I'm going to skip it. And then it was like, what, 47% effective. And people were like, not listening to it. Okay. COVID was the wake-up call that they needed, the vaccine pushers needed, to get the public to say, ooh, wow, this is different. This is interesting. This could be lethal. And I'm scared. And the thing about this particular PSYOP, as you're
I believe Dr. Huber froze up. She was.
There we go.
Is she back?
Are we there?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, froze up just for a second. Continue.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, the masks are an important tool in the PSYOP, because the thing is, if we turn off our TVs and go about our normal life, there is no pandemic apparent to anybody. You know, who knows anybody who is sick or dying?
Uh-oh.
Ouch. Okay.
Okay. Now you're back.
All right. So, I mean, the masks are a constant reminder that something is wrong. And,
it's a movie prop to make it look, oh, this is real. Look, everyone's wearing a mask. You know, and I just wanted to go back to something you touched upon a little earlier about, you know, the empty hospitals. And you must have contacts, you know, within the regular medical field. And, you know, one of my cousins is a nurse in San Diego at one of the major hospitals. And she used to admit to me until very recently that they don't really have any COVID patients. The hospital's basically empty. But now over the last couple of weeks, her new thing is she won't tell me. She won't tell her mother. She won't tell me. She can't talk about it now. So I'm just wondering what you're hearing from people that you might know that are on the inside about that.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about how they're discouraged from talking about it. And that's about all the information I get. However, I will tell you one thing as an employer, I've employed registered nurses since approximately 2008 or 2009 for my clinic. I'd always had a hard time hiring nurses. Now it's very easy. There's lots of nurses available, well qualified, you know.
Wow.
But yeah, and I mean, it's just easier to hire them now. They're less needed in hospitals than most years. And this is the first time since about 2008 or 2009 when I started hiring nurses.
That's amazing, because, you know, I've heard that they laid off a lot of nurses before this COVID thing happened. So they can say, oh, we don't have enough nurses. Oh, my God.
Yes, exactly. And then I believe a lot of hospitals were closed, and particularly in New York State, if I remember reading about that. So then Cuomo got to say, oh, the hospitals are challenged. Better open the Javits Center, you know, better get these field hospitals going. Central Park. Oh, we have to open hospitals there. Yeah, because some New York State hospitals were closed, actually. But then you remember the Javits Center and Central Park Field Hospital didn't end up getting used. As soon as they were put up and stayed empty, and then they were torn down.
Yeah.
Dr. Huber, what kind of pushback are you receiving for your heroic efforts to get the truth out?
Well, Twitter does not seem to be happy with me because...
Froze up again. She should be back shortly.
Twitter's on the march now.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Yeah, they really are. Okay, so I said a USDA page that talked about farm animals getting euthanized by carbon dioxide gas. And I asked a question. I went citing that page and then asked the question, what do you suppose is happening to you and your kids with the accumulating carbon dioxide inside your masks? They said, that's a misinformation. That's not what the CDC says, and you are suspended. Okay, that was nearly a month ago, so I assume I'm suspended permanently. Right now, I'm on Parler, and Parler seems to value free speech. So I'm at Colleen Huber, NMD, on Parler. I mean, and, you know, speaking the truth that I got. And the scientific studies. I mean, I cite scientific studies, and at that point, it was a government webpage, you know.
That's so true. And sadly, these techno thugs, these techno fascists are serving their globalist masters. I mean, this is, I don't know how much you've investigated into the World Economic Forum and their push towards this great reset and this new normal and everything. And this is just criminal what they're trying to do to destroy the sovereign nations of North America and Europe. It's just, you know, this is just, this is like satanic magic where, look at my right hand. Ooh, it's the nanoterrorists, the COVID-19, when the left hand is destroying the economy, destroying to the point where it'll never come back, which is sadly going on as we speak.
Oh, yes. And actually, when you mentioned this threat to the democracies or previously free countries of the U.S. and Europe, I mean, when you look at what just happened in Germany, Baden-Württemberg, I'm probably mangling that name, just announced that they are establishing.
Oh.
Yeah, quarantine clinics for protesters. I just saw this morning that people who are outside protesting against lockdowns will be taken to a quarantine clinic. So, you know, Germany has seen up to a million people protesting in the streets of Berlin this year. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the thing is, see, that's a bluff. They don't have the numbers to do that if people stick with it. They don't have enough space to put a million people in some kind of COVID clinic, you know?
Yes. But I mean, it sounds alarmingly familiar. I mean, for Germany doing this, I mean, are these right. Concentration clinics, you know? I mean, 75 years ago, I believe we defeated Nazis. So what are they doing, popping their heads up in Germany once more? I mean, that's pretty outrageous.
Yeah, it really is outrageous. You know, you could argue that in a lot of ways, the fascists just put on a different uniform and we didn't defeat the true enemy, which is these globalist cabals, the banking cabal, the military industrial cabal, now the big medicine pharma cabal, and sadly the big agri cabal now with glyphosate is so horrible for, as you well, the gut biome and all that. And yet that's what corporate farming, that's their favorite tool these days. It's just insane. Every interest of these cabals appears to be satanic in nature, to destroy the divine. Nature is the divine. And yet you've got these lunatics wanting to destroy the divine and create this transhuman living hell. And they're getting closer and closer to it.
Right. Yes, I mean, this is, I don't know how far it's got to go. Journalist Errol Experenson wrote, I think it was yesterday, that we're getting to a point of a divide where the hysteria and the desperation of the rulers, is going in one direction: more lockdowns, more masks, more hysteria, and the will of the people and the sentiments of the people, and I guess the skepticism, is going in entirely the other direction. He thinks it's going to be kind of an explosive situation. I don't know. It's hard to see. I do see mass people who relentlessly wear masks when they're alone or when they're driving, especially when they're walking alone, look beaten. They look beaten down.
And I've seen people too that I just sort of see around town over the last 6 months, and it seems like some of them have aged so terribly in the last 6 months from these maskers. They just look terrible.
Yep. Exactly. It's horrible for the skin. I focus on cancer patients. Cancer is the specialty of our clinic. Okay. So people generally don't think of coming to me for broken bones or other primary care issues. But already, I treated a kid with a staph infection from a mask, strep throat from a mask. Urinary problems and kidney dysfunction from a mask. What else? And I think a common cold that was probably exacerbated by mask wearing.
Wow. Yeah, because I would think that a lower oxygen level in your blood makes you more susceptible to the common cold and all kinds of other diseases as well.
Yeah, when the oxygen goes down, and we measured that the oxygen goes down within about 10 seconds beyond OSHA limits when you're wearing a mask. Anyway, when that happens, when the body suffers from that hypoxia, you generate hypoxia-inducible factor 1. Okay, so this biochemical has the effect of suppressing CD4 T cells. But why do we need CD4 T cells? Oh, they fight viral infections. So you wear a mask, you generate this HIF-1, which suppresses your CD4 T cells, and now you're more susceptible to viral infections. Okay, that's probably one reason that we found that the people, that's one chemical reason that we found that the people who are wearing masks are more likely to have COVID later, and the populations that are masked are more likely to have higher rates of COVID later. But we also found some physical reasons. I don't know if you wanted to talk about that.
Well, we've got a question in the chat, and we would like to talk about that in a moment. But a loyal listener, Popsicle Tolls, asked, does Dr. Huber know why the CDC suggests now that women not get pregnant for 2 months after the shot?
Yeah, well, that's pretty telling, isn't it? I mean, questions have definitely been raised about fertility. And I think one reason for this danger, and it's danger to men too, for the sperm in men, this shot apparently is because it is an mRNA vaccine. And because so much of it is in common with the human genome, that it is very possible that the body of a pregnant woman would attack the developing placenta and the developing fetus. So that would likely be a risk for miscarriage. Therefore,
that's exactly
one.
Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you think this could lead to a rise in birth defects from this as well?
If the pregnancy can even go till term, I think anybody is absolutely out of their mind to consider getting this vaccine in the first place, but especially if planning to get pregnant and anywhere in the near future, I think it is a huge mistake. Anybody who wants to have children in the future absolutely should think very carefully, very hard and carefully before getting the shot. And I specifically am recommending against it. In my medical experience, my medical knowledge, it is the worst idea that you could possibly do is to get this COVID-19 shot.
What do you think these shots will do to people from your best estimation based on your knowledge?
Well, I think that in the first clinical trials that involved monkeys, now how many of the monkeys in that trial died? I believe it was most of them. I actually don't have that statistic off the top of my head. A lot of other people had moderate to severe infections in subsequent clinical trials. And why would you do this for a virus with a 99.8% survival rate? Why are we going to consider a vaccine that is 95% effective? It just doesn't make sense, especially with all the warning signs. I mean, top epidemiologists and virologists are warning against this. Dr. Vodag is warning against it. Dr. Michael Yeadon, former Pfizer executive, is saying, not a good idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, we're down to just the last couple of minutes. This time with you has just flown by.
Fantastic.
We've got to get you back on soon and go more in depth, because you were such a wealth of knowledge. I really appreciate you coming on.
I really want to tell you, when we get an opportunity in the future, how masks physically create a physical increased risk, not only for the people around you, but for yourself getting higher rates of COVID. I really want to talk about that next time.
Fantastic. And that's so criminal. That's intentional. I mean, the whole idea that they're gaslighting surrounding these masks, every major Tony the Rat Fauci, as our Dr. Jim Fetzer calls him and nicknamed him. He's gone on 60 Minutes and I have the clip. If I would have known, I could have played it, where he masks are just for show. They don't really do anything. The CDC itself, OSHA, the New England Journal of Medicine, The Lancet, everyone has come out earlier when they were somewhat telling the truth that masks don't work. They're not a good idea, blah, blah, blah. But all of a sudden now you got to wear your mask. We don't want to think about facts. We want to think about being a good soldier to fight the COVID war. It's just so insane. And it's disappointing to see how many people are wearing masks and don't do their own homework and discover that this is the case.
One of my favorite quotes, I guess the source is anonymous, I'm not sure. The most subversive thing in America is a long memory.
That's a great quote.
We remember when Fauci said that.
Yeah,
that's great. And let's not forget his horrible past with AIDS and AZT. I mean, the man probably killed millions of people by pushing AZT on them.
Oh, that's another whole can of worms, isn't it?
Oh, it truly is.
But now he's beyond reproach. You can't question anything he says. He's a man of science. It's just amazing.
The science this week, the science next week.
That is so true. Well, Dr.
What are your final thoughts that you want to leave people with? We've only got about a minute left, Dr. Huber. What would you like to leave our audience with?
If people want to see these peer-reviewed scientific studies that we've done on mask hazards, we now have 4 studies. That's how many mask hazards, referring to hundreds of other studies in the medical literature. It's on PDMJ, as in primarydoctormedicaljournal.org. And the physical mechanism for mass increasing risk of COVID is, don't forget about the side jets. At the side of the mask, it's been found that you are expelling several meters of unfiltered air, several meters away from you. So if you want to be careful, don't stand next to or behind a masked person.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Huber. We'll schedule again soon. You're a wealth of vital information.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to talk to you, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Yes, and want to thank Revolution Radio, because that's it. We're signing off.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.